Sorry. We said
Bahavod,
he didn't say Bahavod?
Law?
I said.
He said.
Oh.
It doesn't count.
I don't know. Sam,
you ready?
When I said Bahavod, you should be ready.
Bahavod. We're having issues connecting. You need to fix your internet. Chavod. He's going to do it on here.
Yeah.
With your permission.
Chavod, out Pamayim.
The Gemara tells us Yom Kippurim. Tomorrow night is Yom Kippur. It's hard to understand. How can you compare Yom Kippur to Purim? Maybe this should be the opposite. But the Gemara said, the Chachamim said, Yom Kippurim is Purim. And again, Purim is going to stay forever. We're going to stay forever. Of course. The mitzvot of Purim, four mitzvot to read the Megillah, Sudat Purim, Mishloach Manot, Matot Levonim. It's Ruach HaKodesh. Says, go have a meal. Let's do with a meal. Of course, it means to remember, you know, Esther did some kind of party with Achashverosh. Maybe the party that Achashverosh made, the Jewish people went inside. It's personal. It's a very strange thing. Then they have to do Sudat Purim. It's not an option. The halacha is like this. Shabbat, you don't have to eat. You eat, you have to have pleasure from the food. If you don't like the food, you're not hungry, or you're on a diet, for any reason you don't want to eat, you don't have to force yourself. It's not a mitzvah to eat on Shabbat. It's a mitzvah to have pleasure from the food. It's different. Only time, really, from Hashem that we should eat. In the Torah, it's only Korban Pesach. Never eat nothing. Never have to eat. Very strange, but that's what it is. The Chachamim applies. They say, yeah, Shabbat, three times, Yom Tov. But really, from Hashem, only Korban Pesach. The Matzah, Korban Pesach and Maror. That's it. Chachamim said, no. Erev Yom Kippur, you have to eat Erev Yom Kippur. You're not at the fest. Purim, you're not at the fest. You're not allowed not to have a meal. You have to have a meal. And the Rambam writes, and Chachamim say, well, the meal is not just, you know, candies. You have to have meat and wine. Rambam says, the Gemara says, that the person has to have wine means in the meal. Not just have wine during the day. That's it. You have to have it. You have to have it. I don't like it and I'm not hungry. It's a special mitzvah to eat. The same mitzvah to have in the Yom Kippur. As well, Chaim said, maybe also Shavuot. Maybe. It's very strange. So came Mordechai and Esther said, well, you have to have a Sudat Purim. You must have a Sudat Purim. I don't want a Sudat Purim. What do you mean I have to have it? I don't want. You have to have it. It's very strange. They say Mishloach Manot. Send food. Questions. How much? What to send? Chlokot. Drink. According to some Chachamim, you have to have food and a drink. Not just two things. One should be food, one should be a drink. If you don't drink, you didn't do the mitzvah. And we said, no, it's have two. That's enough. I said, why do it? Why? What happened? What's the purpose of it? To show what? That you're friendly with somebody. Send him flowers. Send him a present. Send him one thing. What do you say? Send him food for? Anyway, he doesn't like this food. Your obligation. Send him food. The third thing is Matanot Levyonim. Tzedakah. So first is we call it Matanot. It's not a present. It's tzedakah. Should have said, give tzedakah. No, it doesn't say this. I says, give a present. Okay. Now, in the Torah, a poor person being described in three descriptions. One is called ani, it's called poor. That's what we recognize somebody, you know, says he's poor. Poor means ani. And the second one, a little bit lower level, is called dal. Dal means he's not just a poor person, he's very low, very lonely, very low. And the third level is called avyon. Avyon. Avyon is very, very low, but the word avyon means not only that he is poor, he has a desire to have more and more and more and more. A desire. So here in the Megillah said, Esther Mordechai wrote, Purim is a mitzvah to give matanot la'evyonim. It doesn't say anim, it doesn't say danim, evyonim. But evyonim, that's the evyon. It's very strange. It's special halacha on Purim that you don't have to ask the Meshulech, you have a certificate. It looks like a faker. The Gemara says, I think the name of one of the Chachamim or Shlakish is about to go to learn, and somebody didn't remember the other guy's name. And was a poor person asked him, Tzedakah, Tzedakah. He said, we'll give it, we'll come out. He came out, the man was dead. The man was dead, they opened up, the place he sat down was full of money. So a poor person has money, it's no mitzvah to help him. The Gemara says, if somebody has a certain amount of money, a time Zeus, give him nothing. As long as he has enough money today or for tomorrow, or whatever, he has a place to be, so he wants to accumulate money, he didn't give tzedakah. So Miriam Nabi said to Hashem, listen, the people give tzedakah, and they want to do it as a thing. So Hashem said, Miriam told him, it's not a tzedakah, not a tzedakah, you don't give. A Mishulach comes to you, this is not a Mishulach. You gave him a check, and the guy is a faker, he didn't do no mitzvah. He fell in a trap, He can come to Hashem and say, I gave tzedakah. He said, what's the tzedakah? What should I do? He gave tzedakah, he said, Madoff took the money and invested it, stole it, whatever it is. So he said, I gave tzedakah to Yeshiva, and the Yeshiva invested the money with Madoff. He didn't do tzedakah, sorry. He fell in a trap, nothing. He did the right thing, but nothing happened to the money. So the whole year round, the person you're allowed to check, the Gemara says, check him, check him. Kabdeu b'chashdeu. So you give him respect, smile to him, and say, listen, what are you collecting for? What is the money for? What is this Lexus outside that you came with? I heard that you live in Yerushalayim, and in a nice apartment. You're allowed to do it. You should do it. Because otherwise you just give him the money for nothing. Tell me the Gemara. They're fakers. The Mishnah said, what he used to do is, the guy used to pretend that he has a blemish. He used to go put his hand inside the jacket and he used to collect money with the other hand. He said, I don't want it. The Mishnah talks about it. The Mishnah said, at the end of the day, before you die, it's going to happen to you because he cheated people this way. Purim, no, especially Lacha. Purim, no. Purim, as Mishulach comes to your house, you see outside, he has Mercedes. You see, he comes with a suit, with a tie, this. Tzedakah. You want tzedakah? Don't say nothing. Purim, you're not allowed to ask the Mishulach any questions. Whatever he is, it's not true. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's not tzedakah. The whole year round, if you give this guy money, you just threw the money away. You wasted your money. It's not tzedakah. It's halacha. Purim, no. You give tzedakah to the wrong person and he doesn't need the money, give it to him. Why give it to him? Why? What happened? This Mordechai, Esther Mordechai did. It's called matanot la'evyonim. What matanot la'evyonim? The one that has a desire, if he has a desire, give him money. What's the purpose of it? What's the reason for that? So if we rewind a little bit, the first tablets, command number 10, it says, Lo tachmod. Do not have in mind, if you say it's on the lower level, something that belongs to your friend. Lo tachmod. And as Zohar said, it's called Malchut. I said, you have 10 commandments. Commandment number 10 is called Malchut. It's in the kingdom of Hashem. Halacha, it's a salach. You go to your friend, you say, this is your car. You want to sell the car? You committed a sin. Commandment number 10. This is your house. You sell it? You're selling your house? Sin, major sin. This is command number 10. 10 commandments is don't have any, I wouldn't say the word desire, but something that you want somebody else has. But the Torah says the word of 10 commands, the words are lo tachmod, don't tachmod. It means desire, but not really desire, desire, desire. This is the first tablet that Moshe broke. When the Torah repeats the second time, the second tablets, over there the Ten Commandments says, Lo titave. It says, Lo titave, but say Lo titave. Don't have a desire. Don't have a desire for somebody's wife. Don't have a desire whatever your friend has. It changes, the world changed. Actually, there's a few changes on the second tablet that we didn't have on the first tablet. But Ten Commandments, it's called Malchut. The world changed. Instead to say, don't want what you can have, it says, don't desire what you can have. Don't desire his wife, don't desire, whatever he has. So what's the difference? So the Torah tells us, and it happened to me in the sixth parasha, that Moshe did not arrive, and Am Yisrael came to Aaron. And they asked Aaron, in the languages, Kumas Selanu Elohim, come do for us gods, not singular, plural. So come to Gemara and says, why it says Elohim? And it says, make us an entity. It's a singular. Of course, Hashem is one of them is Hashem is Elohim. And the Gemara says, no, they meant something else. What did they mean? The Gemara says, they meant, itabu le'elohut arbe. It says, we ask Aaron, we want few gods. We know few gods. If you know the history a little bit, that's what happened with the Greeks. The Greeks, this idiot. Socrates and the other ones, they believe so-called in a lot of gods. One god is for water, one god is for this. I said, where do you get it from? Why don't you think it's one god? Because Am Israel, they told Aaron, Kum Asanu Elohim. But the language of the Gemara is, they desire for a lot of gods. Desire? What do you mean desire? But the language of the Gemara is, when they told Aaron, Make for us, gods. Gemara says, why you say gods? Because we have desire to have gods. Where do you get gods from? So, of course, we know the story that Aaron made in a golden calf, whatever it is. And came to Aaron and says, Aaron said, okay, tomorrow. Aaron built an altar for Hashem, of course. And in the morning, they got up early. They sacrificed the golden calf. The Torah says, they ate and they drank. And they started to joke around. A very, very strange thing happened. So the Gemara says, Hama min haTorah minayin. You hear the story about Haman? Why does it say Haman in the Torah? It's a very strange question. The Gemara has this about Mordechai and Esther as well. Why does it say Mordechai in the Torah, Esther in the Torah? It says, where is Haman? The Gemara says, I'll tell you where Haman is. When Hashem put Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, told him, don't eat from that tree. This tree, it's called Etzadah Tovara. It's a tree that has good and bad things. What does it mean? What do you mean has bad thing? What's the bad thing in it? What's the bad thing? So after Adam Hashem ate from the tree, Hashem asked him this question. Hamina it says Hashem. Did you eat from the tree? I told you not to eat. So the Gemara says the word Hamin, if you change the vowel, you read Haman. You want a story about Purim? I don't want a story. It's the tree. The tree, the Rav Moshe ate, over there it says that tree is called Haman. But Hashem said, Hamin, is it that one, that kind that I told you not to eat? This is the word Hamin in Hebrew. If you put the dots are different, it's called Haman. What does it mean? Someone says, you should know. You read the Megillah, Haman. You know, I tell you what Haman is all about. Says the Gemara, when Haman came home after Mordechai did not bow down to him, so Haman said to Zeresh and his friends, the horse is in the shoveli. Nothing is worth it. The Gemara says, what do you mean ze? What do you mean ze? This? The Gemara says, Haman had on his chest the keys for his slaves. The Gemara says Haman was the richest person by the goyim ever. Ever. Korach was by the Jews, and Haman was by the goyim. How did he have so much? The Gemara says he was in the army of Yimach Shemo Nebuchadnezzar. He served at HaMikdash. He came right away down to the basements over there and unloaded everything that was in the basement, all the gold and all the precious stones. That's how he became so rich. But still he wants. He says, well, he wants, now he wants Mordechai to bow down to him. It says, the whole Zed, someone says he pointed on his chest to his wife and his friends. You see, I have all the things, you see the key, that I have everything. It's worth it. Because I want Mordechai. If he doesn't bow down to me, nothing is worth it. This is what I mean. The Zohar says, Chaim explained to us. The tree that Hashem told Adam Hashem not to eat from the tree, whatever tree was, has inside some kind of a gene ingredient that the person should have desire. You have this problem in life. Desire is a problem in life. The man says a person on his deathbed, he has $100 billion, he wants still another 100 billion. He has $200 billion, he wants 400. And the man says, the person who will not die still have his desires in him. He says, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with him. My grandfather, Adam Hashem, ate from the tree. That tree had this poison inside. The poison is called desire. That's what Hashem told Adam Hashem. Listen, he can eat, you're going to die. When are you going to die? And the Gemara says, because if you don't control yourself, you die. You die. More and more. What do you want more? Who is this Haman? I said, you see Purim is coming, you should know what the truth of the matter was. And I said, it started with a party. Mordechai stood up. I said, listen, don't go to the party. Don't go to the party. 18,500 people went to the party and fell in the trap. He says, what is the problem? What's the problem? You can't control it. So that's your problem in life. The problem is a control. A desire that a person has drives him out of this world. A jealousy, how come this guy has it? And desire. And he looks for respect. He's going to get out of this world. Who is this? Amina is Haman. That's what Hashem told. So how does it start? That's how the story starts. The story starts, the snake saw Chava, and he said, oh, I want to get married to Chava. You have a wife, Mrs. Sneaky. What do you want from her? No. I want her husband to die. What's wrong with you? He says, this is Satan. This is Yitzhara. He touched Chava, and then I touched Chava. So what happened? The Torah describes. After the snake touched Chava, the Torah described, Batel Aisha, Chava looked at the tree. Kitova etz lamachal, it's good to eat it. Vechitavahu la'inayim, a desire. The Torah says the first time about desire, it says, what's desire? Which desire? And says Chava looked at the tree, she had a desire to have it. It's not she was hungry. She's not hungry. Why you wanna eat it? I like it. I wanna have it. So how do you get it? Because she was touched already by the snake. So that energy is inside her. And then she transfers this desire to us. And that's our job in this world, to control it. And that what happened in Gan Eden. As the Gemara says, Amina, you should know that's what happened. Come the Chazon Ish said, listen, what do you think the worst thing in the world? That a person becomes Tameh? Of course, that touched a dead man, go to cemetery. And he said, no. The worst of the worst is desire for food. What's so bad about it? I'm hungry, what's so bad about it? Because that what drove the world down the drain, a desire that Chava had, a desire the snake had to marry her. And he touched her, and now she has desire. She has desire for all the bad things. Jewelry, this, what do you want? She wants more jewelry, she wants more dresses, more shoes, more pocketbook, more this. Nothing, it's nothing wrong with her. It's a grandmother, Chava had it. And let the world go down the drain. The man is the same. They want more money, more money. Same thing. But it's not, it doesn't make the person bad. The person has to know his job on this world. So actually, the first time it says the word Elyon, somebody desire for things. In the Torah, the Moshe was in Shamayim, after the commandments. So Hashem taught him the Torah. Parashat Mishpatim. I said, Yine Shmita. Seventh year. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmita. Don't plow, don't seed. So what is he supposed to do? He's supposed to abandon the field. והשביעית ישמיתה ונטשתה ואכלו אביוני עמך. I said, you have to have seventh year free of everybody. For the needies. No. To the man have desires. So what it means is like this. Person should have a desire to give instead desire to get. That's how you correct it. The Megillah tells us about Esther. The Megillah describes, so Vashti was killed, looking for a wife. She was looking for a wife. Shuginim. So, preparation. Idiot is not the compliment of a man. Prepare the girl for 12 months to have appointment with the king. Six months, she had to lay down in the jacuzzi. Six months, she has to lay down in a bath with spices. Can you imagine? Then, you have a problem with the king. I don't know what it is. It's desire. I'm sure desire. Okay? Magila Tonara Nara, Magila tells you, what's this? I don't need that. Magila was in Botra College. What do you need just to know besides all the secrets in the Megillah? But why did Megillah to tell you all these things? The parade of the girls that come to Achashverosh, the low life. I don't care what he ordered, how you present a girl for him. She has to 12 months to prepare herself. The Megillah says, forget about this. After 12 months, she wants to go for the interview. Whatever she wants. She asks for jewelry, for this, where she has to come to present herself, what kind of dress she wants, what shoes, a pocketbook, what she needs, makeup, this. Megillah tells you. Megillah told us about Abichail, Esther's time to go. Of course, the first day to 12 months to be in this jacuzzi thing. But the day of the appointment with Achashverosh, lo biksha daba. I don't have anything. Of course, you can say, and of course, she doesn't want the job. She wants to be released. But the Megillah wrote it. It's simple, of course she doesn't. The Megillah emphasized, she doesn't want nothing. She doesn't want it. This is to correct the sin of Chava that wanted no desire, zero desire, zero, zero. And that really, what in the Torah, it's very strange. Never is a mitzvah to eat. Not on Shabbat, not on Yom Tov, nothing. Only Pesach. Pesach was Geula. Geula. I said, you say Geula? Geula is what? Hashem said, yes, I want you to have this. I want you to have a piece of meat. I want you to have a maror. And I want you to have a little matzah. That's it. I said, listen, that's what you have. And you have to have it. I don't like it. I don't like this kind. I don't like maror. I really don't like matzah. I don't like. It's the matzah. It's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, it's a yom tov. It's a chag. What do you mean? What do you mean? I want a little good, you know, something good, but I want. No, no. That's what you have to have. That's what you have to have. Best thing is not to have anything else. The best thing is not to have. Maybe a piece of meat before the Gemara Pesach. The Gemara says, rather than all the other things, you don't have nothing. You don't need nothing. You don't want. You don't want to eat by not having a desire. You fix the first mistake of Chabad, that she had a desire. So-called, you fix what I'm saying, a trap, because Haman came. And Haman was somebody that we should look forward to see. Look at the guy, look at the guy, look at the guy. Look what happened to him, look what happened to him. That's the opposite. Yikach Hamim said, okay, it's not terrible, I'll tell you something. Come Yom Kippur, I give you a mitzvah. The Gemara says, something, it's hard to understand. Every Yom Kippur, you must eat. You're not allowed to fast. Listen, this is a cold day. It's a very dangerous day tomorrow, Yom Kippur. It's not a joke. A lot of people vanished after Yom Kippur. October 7th. It's not a joke. October 7th was decided on Yom Kippur. You can't kill somebody. A goy cannot kill somebody if it was not decided on Yom Kippur. All these people, but have it happen. But you should know they died on Yom Kippur, didn't die on October 7th. Person gets verdict on Yom Kippur. Okay, so you have appetite to eat before Yom Kippur. If you're serious about life, you have no appetite. You don't want to eat. I told you about Achman. Rav Shach said, I told you. In Yeshiva, Rav Shach told us this before Yom Kippur. It says, the newspaper had a headline, the last day of Yimach Shemo Eichmann. Eichmann, one of Hitler's assistants. So the day after they killed Haman, Eichmann Yimach Shemo, they hung him. They hung him. After they hung him, they burn him and they threw the ashes on the Mediterranean Sea. And they told him it's going to happen to him. So the newspaper, headline in the newspaper was the day after Eichmann, the last few hours of Eichmann. Rene Hillel says like this, 10 o'clock, they're going to hang him. And they're going to burn him. So the headline had a picture of Eichmann holding the newspaper in his hand, reading it, and he's eating a bagel. Rav Shach told Yeshiva, what taste you have if you read it in the paper that you're going to die at 10 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. You used to wake up at 7. At 7 o'clock, 3 hours later, you're going to be hung and you're going to get burned and the ashes are going to be spread on the Mediterranean and you're eating a bagel. It's Rav Shach's lecture was before Yom Kippur to us. And says, what do you think? Well, how are you going to eat? How do you eat? If you have a brain in your head, in 3 hours, they're going to kill you. Yom Kippur is a dangerous day. Rav Shach told us, Nishima. You want to eat the day before Yom Kippur? If you're serious about life, 10 days before Yom Kippur, you should not eat. But Moshe Shana, you should start losing your appetite. I'm talking fasting for Kapara. Yom Chavis, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Today, the 9th of Tishrei, day of Yom Kippur, you eat. You don't want to eat. Exactly what it is. Then you correct it. So when you want, you don't. When you don't, you do. That's what it is. So the Master, you know how powerful it is? If you eat the day of Yom Kippur, it's like fasting. Like you're fasting 2 days. Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. That's all right. You ate. But I don't want to eat. You don't understand. If you don't want to eat, it means when you eat, it means you're fasting. You do something against your will to break the desire. So your desire today is not to eat. You break it by eating. The Gemara says it's so powerful that it means that you're fasting. That's how powerful it is. And I said, I want to explain to you something. Purim is all about is when you have to eat a meal. Hashem Adam HaRishon, when he was created, angels made him barbecue in Shamayim and they gave him wine. And then he wanted to have that thing. He wanted to have it on the tree. I mean, he, she, whatever it is. Kemon Chasid Islam, I'll tell you the mitzvah of Purim. Purim is like Yom Kippur. What do you mean? No, Yom Kippur is like Purim. What do you mean, like Purim? But Purim, I have to have a meal. But I have to have the meal, not because I'm hungry. I don't want it. I have to eat. Like I have to eat the day before Yom Kippur. That's what it means. Yom Kippur is like Purim. What do you mean? Like Purim, I have to eat. It says Yom Kippur is like I'm eating. Because the way I eat the day before Yom Kippur, it means like I'm fasting. It means 2 days I'm eating, 2 days I'm not eating. It's a Sudat Purim. I says, you have to have it. It's the only time, mainly Chachamim forced us to eat. Then before Yom Kippur and on Purim, you can't say, I'm not appetite, I don't want to eat. You have to have it. Because it means I eat because I don't want to eat. I control myself. That's to of course, it's also to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we saw we went to the party. You have to be like Esther. You have to have a desire to give. It's not Mishloach Manot that you send it to him. You have to have inside you, something that drives you. I want to give it. I want to give it. And just to send it. That's what Chachamim say. You want to send to your friend means nothing. You have to send to somebody you don't want to send. Or somebody you don't care so much. What do you have to send him? Food. No, I want to give him flowers. No. It means you have to have a desire to give food because Chaba wanted to have food. Am Yisrael, the golden calf, reached the level of Adam HaRishon before he ate. And look at the trap. A desire. They want gods and they want to have a party. They eat, they drink, and then... Talking, joking around, that was a problem. This is a problem. Here comes the Mordechai says, listen, matanot la'evyonim. You don't give tzedakah. Everybody's going to come to you and say, he wants, give it to him. Why? Because you don't want to give it to him. You have a desire not to give him. He doesn't deserve it. On Purim, you have to have inside your desire to give to the one that has a desire, even though he doesn't deserve it. That's the power of Purim. As Chachamim said, that's the whole Yeshua that Am Yisrael had when they came. V'abizalo shalchu et yadam. I said, when Haman wrote the letters, in the name of Achashverosh, he said on the 13th, it's tomorrow morning, kill all the Jewish people, and looted everything. Esther Mordechai asked Achashverosh on the day that's supposed to be the execution day, we should have the right to look for the Amalekim. Roshaim. And Achashverosh said, yeah, of course. So of course, it's Haman's party, all these people. So Mordechai told them, don't take anything, don't take. He said, listen, I won't take. No. Desire for something else, this is the result of the first desire. And actually, the Torah tells us, Midian, Am Yisrael won the war against Midian, some people came and they looted. And then they came to Moshe and said, we did the sin, because we did certain things we should not have done. He said, why did you loot? It started. When Shimon and Levi, if you remember, they killed Shechem, the oldest people, they looted everything. And from what they looted, whatever they took, they put earrings. put earrings on the ears. And then Hashem told Yaakov, go to Israel, Yaakov called it, take it off. It says also clothing. What's wrong with you? You killed 24,000 people. Why did you lose everything? Why did you take everything? That means they desire to take it. What's wrong with you people? Nothing wrong with people. This the world stands on that desire of the person. This is command number 10 in the second tablet. Ever was. I said, Lo titaveh betrecha, lo titaveh esh trecha. I said, don't do whatever desire. The snake had a desire for somebody else's wife, Adam HaRishon. And then so-called injected the desire into Chava. Now she wants to eat, and then they want to have this. That's the problem in life. That's what Purim, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Purim. It says, Purim is a very, very big day. If a person should control it, Chas Shalom, people get drunk, and people, you know, it's the opposite of the Purim, the opposite of Purim. And you have a desire to drink. It's the opposite. Some Rishonim say it's a major sin to get drunk. Major sin. Major. It says because the job of the Purim is just the opposite, to control. It's really, I don't want to eat, I don't, but you have to force, you have to give it. It's like I'm looking for the Mishulach. It says the giving. It's called Zakat Tzimemet Levyonim, Levyonim. It's called Zakat Nigel Merabe Menami.
Amen.
Next week,
8:30.
Okay. Thank you, Mama. Okay.